You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
While I'll never buy a car in my personal name again, today I'm going to break down a mortgage hack that some of you probably don't even know about. Well, first of all, welcome back to the channel. This is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are alive. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Sunday Night Live, man. Sunday Night Live. I haven't done a Sunday night stream in God knows how long. But I thought tonight would be a good way to start a new trend and bring it back, right? So drop a gem in the comments. If this is your first time here, type first time in the comments. And, you know, we're going to give you guys some good information tonight. If you got an auto loan in your personal name, type auto loan in chat as well. This is something that you're going to want to probably pay attention to. So thank you. I've been great. I'm alive. I'm blessed. Thank God for another day, right? We alive. We blessed. Thank God for another day. So let's get into today's topic, right? I am someone who has owned several cars in my year. And like most people, when you finance cars, for the most part, you put them in your personal name. I was the same up until probably like 7 years ago, right? I started now using my businesses to purchase the cars. So what I'm speaking about today, I'm speaking from my own personal experiences, something that I currently have right now. I have vehicles right now that are in my business name. So I'm giving you guys information on how you can, you know, flip the script, so to speak, because with me being in the lending side, one of the things that impacts people from getting approved for mortgages is student loans, car loans. And let's face it, car loans are not cheap these days. They're extremely expensive. And home prices are expensive. So if there's a way that you could not have the car payment impact your debt to income ratio, then I'm all for it, right? Now, let me share my screen. I'm about to, this is not about Section 179. We're not going to talk about the tax write-off that come with this play, but we can probably, Ron, get into a little bit, right? But I'm going to share my screen right now. And I'm going to show you the thread that kind of prompted this whole conversation, right? So let me share my screen so you guys can see what I'm talking about. And if you guys don't follow me on Instagram, make sure you go to MG, the Mortgage Guy, on Instagram and follow. So I saw this post, and I've been active on threads over the past month. A lot of activity happening over there. I love threads. Follow me over there too. And I saw, what was this? Boss ALP LLC. Boss ALP LLC, right? She posted this 3 days ago. I saw this 14 hours ago, right? So this is live, like basically today this happened, right? So I saw this thread and she said, do not forget to refinance those new cars. All caps. After 6 on-time payments, please refinance your new car into a lower interest rate and lower your monthly payment. Now, as you can see here on the thread, at the time 14 hours ago, when I replied to the comment, this post is getting a lot of traction, almost 5,000 likes, 289 comments, people reposting it and sharing it like crazy. I went and I posted I made a comment and I said, you know what? Refinance that car into your business name. Make the payments from your business bank account, not your personal bank account. If, okay, I want to highlight. Everybody type in chat if. Everybody type in chat if, right? Please type in chat if, right? If, let me remove the comments from the stage so you guys can see this, right? If you apply for a mortgage, the car payment will be excluded from your debt to income, your DTI, giving you more buying power, right? If, and Emily, shout out to you, Emily. Reading is fundamental. So now I want to break this down before I get into my comments because I got to address someone that's in my Instagram comments going crazy right now. But before I get there, I want to break this down a little bit for you guys. Because on the thread, someone had asked me, well, will the car payment still show up on my personal credit? And I replied to that comment as well. And I said, and I gave her the game on, yes, it will. But let me break this down for you guys. So you have some details. If you purchase or refinance your car into your LLC or your business name, first of all, you need to make sure that you're making money, right? If you're making money, your business is making money, you put the car into your business name, this car now can be in a bona fide expense of the business because it's now in the business name, right? In order for you to exclude this from your debt to income ratio, you need to do a couple things. You need to, one, make sure, like I mentioned in my original comment, make sure that you are making the car note payment from your business bank account. Even if you have a business credit card and you want to pay the car note with the credit card, make sure you are using the business credit card to make the payment. Right? Number one. Number two is when you file your taxes and you file your business taxes, make sure you are including that car on the taxes as an expense of the business. If you do this, then the guidelines state that payment can be excluded from your debt to income ratio because it is a bona fide business expense and not a personal expense. Are you guys following me? Type yes or no in the chat if you follow me. Type yes or no in the chat if you are following me. I want to make sure everybody's up to par on what I'm saying so far. Okay? So now, mind you, my comment or my reply to this post, it clearly says if you apply for a mortgage, then it could be excluded. There's nothing in this post of me promoting you to go get a loan or buying a house that you can't afford, et cetera, et cetera. Right? So shout out, first of all, I want to shout out Boss ALP LLC, Boss Alp LLC. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing right, but I just was Boss Alp LLC. She posted this 3 days ago on her thread. Shout out to her for making people aware, right? Now, I'm not sitting here talking about, and you guys, if you follow me, you know, I'm not sitting here telling you how to get approved for a goddamn auto loan. I don't give a goddamn. I'm giving you information that I thought was, you know what, valuable, because if you look at my thing from 14 hours ago, I had 155 people like my comment, 5 comments on it, repost was 7 and 3 shares, right? And then I had people in my DMs asked me about this. So I said, you know what? Let me post this on my Instagram. And even in my caption Instagram, if you look up here, it said, for those of you who are looking to refinance your car and buy real estate, I'm going live tonight at 9:30 p.m. to break this down like I just did. Right? So then here comes this young lady. There goes Janae. Shout out to There Goes Janae on Instagram. Now, I love when people come in my comments and they assume something and they're totally fucking wrong. But I'm here for it. And I want to say this, There Goes Janae. First of all, thank you for following and engaging in the comments, number one. Thank you. I appreciate it, right? I'm not sure how long you have been following me, sis. But you might be new to me. And that's why I told you even in these comments. And I'm going to read these comments too. Because I told you I was going to address this tonight. And when people say things, oftentimes I kind of like breeze by it. I don't pay attention. If it's really derogatory or offensive, I just fucking block you. I ain't got time to go back and forth. I'm busy. I got a newborn. I ain't got time. But I got time tonight. And I want to say this, right? First, let me read Janae's comment, right? 9 hours ago. She said, so you're telling people to get home loans that they can't afford. That's the first part of what she's saying. She said, so you're telling people to get home loans that they can't afford. Somebody in chat, please tell me, where in my response to Boss Alp LLC's post on Threads did I say anything about any of you to go buying a house that you can't afford? Please, I'm waiting for it. My caption didn't say that. I clearly said, I'm just giving you guys information. If you refinance the car into your business name and you make the payments from your business bank account and not your personal bank account, if you apply for a mortgage, the car payment could be excluded from your debt to income ratio and giving you more buying power. There's nothing in here that says, go out here and do this. Go run the place, son, and go do this. And you could go get $1 million house, son. You know what I'm saying? This ain't a run the play type of conversation. This was just information that I feel like people should know. Because with the Fed funds rates dropping, and those things are, the Fed funds is impacting auto loans directly. Right? What's going to happen? Lenders from auto banking, mortgages, lenders from all departments are calling people to do what? To refinance. So I want to put the information out there so you guys can have an intelligent conversation. And that's why I said when I posted this, I said, you know what? I'm going to go on YouTube. This is before she even posted. Now, mind you, I posted this hours before she commented. I was already coming on YouTube to break this down more for you guys, but she commented this. So guys, tell me on here, where did I tell you that I want you to go out here and buy homes that you can't afford? If you follow me, you guys know I always say, don't go out here being house rich and cash poor. I think I'm the only person on this goddamn internet that's in my position that has a platform that's been on the stages that I've been that own, like that says that in the real estate space. I can't tell you guys how many times I have said, don't be house rich and cash poor. But yet, there goes Janae. And chat, if I'm lying, tell me I'm lying in the chat, please. Please tell me, chat. If you heard me say this before, not just tonight, please tell me. right? Like, come on. So when there goes Janae says, you're telling people to get home loans that you can't afford and are shrugging shoulders and laughing, I automatically like, what the fuck is this person talking about here? And then you shrugging your shoulders and laughing. Then you say after that, it benefits you because they have more buying power, but ultimately they might end up being house poor. First of all, how does this benefit me? What are you talking about? How does this benefit me? Why? Because I am a commission person? Because I fund loans? How does that benefit me by you guys? First of all, half of you, 90% of you, I don't even solicit you guys for mortgage business. You know what I mean? Y'all come up to me and say, y'all just closed on the house. I'm not up here, yo, let me do your loans. I say, if you learning from me, if you want to work for me, work with me, shoot us an email. We'd love to work with you, but I don't pressure nobody. So how the fuck does it benefit me? There's nothing in my caption that says, hey, if you're ready to get pre-approved and you want to get the game on how you can do this and lower your DTI, get higher buying power. There's nothing in my caption promoting you to even work with me. Not in the post, not in the caption. So there goes Janae. When you say, so you're telling people to get home loans that they can't afford, it benefits you because they have more buying power, but ultimately they might end up being house poor. I say, what are you talking about? And that's why my response was, and I'm not sure if y'all can see this, but my response was, reading is fundamental. That's it. Because I didn't say anything in my response to a thread and in my caption on my post of this on Instagram about go out here and get a house you can't afford and come do it alone with me. I'll show you how to do this. How the fuck does this benefit me? So I say reading is fundamental. She says, MG the mortgage guy, I read it very well and comprehended that you said to move around assets. Listen to this, guys. That you said to move around assets so that their buying power is clearly more than what they can afford. Guys, when did an auto loan become an asset? I didn't say nothing. Did I say move? What? So when I saw that, I said, oh my God, what is she talking about? To move around assets. There's nothing in my, first of all, an auto loan is not an asset, Janae. Not at all. It's not at all. What I'm telling people is if you have a business, shift the debt from your personal to your business. That's not moving around assets, Janae. That's called being smart. Then she goes on this rant. Just delete the entire post. Of course you want people to have more buying power so they can have more options. You get a bigger commission and the search is easier. You don't care after closing when they're struggling to pay their mortgage that will make them house poor. Average car payments are $800 a month and now they have to get commercial car insurance or the bank will repossess the vehicle, which is triple the amount. Realistically, the average American doesn't even have $1,000 in their checking account. 90% of the people reading this with all caps barely has $1,000 biweekly left over after paying their bills, let alone can't afford to hide assets and get into a mortgage $1,000 higher than their buying power. Janae, what the hell are you talking about in this rant? What? Janae, sis, I love you, but I don't know what you're talking about. You went on a whole rant telling me to delete the post, and I want people to have more buying power so I can make more commission and make the search easier. What? And then you're talking about commercial car insurance, and then the average car payment is $800 a month. Janae, you went off the deep end. Then you're talking about they barely have $1,000. Janae, I'm sorry. I'm not sure. And I see you got about 12,000 people on that follow you. Congratulations. That is a lot of people to have on your page, right? But maybe your audience and the people that follow you, your page is private, so I couldn't even really see what you talk about on your page. But maybe the people that you talk to and you're speaking to fit this description that you mentioned. But please don't deflect that onto the people that follow me, because the people who follow me buy real estate. They have more than $1,000. If you have more than $1,000 biweekly on your check, type in the chat, please. Because all of this was just a rant for no reason. And I don't know where any of this was coming from. And then you started talking about commercial car insurance. And I'm like, what is she talking about? She said the average car payments are $800 a month, and now they have to get commercial car insurance or the bank will repossess their vehicle. All right, let me address that. I've had about three different cars, and I have my main car, business car right now, that's in business name, right? I have never had to get commercial auto coverage. I've never had to get that. Now, I have a Mercedes-Benz right now. I had a Range Rover, which is financed by Chase, right? Chase, one of the biggest auto loans out there in the country, auto lenders in the country. Mercedes-Benz, they have their own Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, which is their own bank, basically, right? And first of all, let me tell you guys, when you buy a car in your business name, you're going to have to do what's called personal guarantee it. Just like when you go to get business credit cards, they make you personal guarantee it. When you do a car in your business name, for the most part, you have to personally guarantee it. Right? Everybody type PG in chat. Everybody type PG in chat. Everybody type PG in chat. And Yumbo says, unless you're doing independent contracting with the car, you don't need commercial insurance. That is incorrect. My cars are in the S Corp, not an independent contractor. But everybody type PG in the chat. My car's not even the LLCs. They're in the S Corp, right? So when you personal guarantee, you are essentially the co-borrower. Your personal is the co-borrower. The business is the main borrower. So my car is registered under the business name. Everything's under the business name. But if I don't make the payments, then the bank can come after me personally. That's why they make you PG, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know it. Because if your business doesn't make the payments, they can come after you personally. So some banks will still put that auto loan on your personal credit, like Mercedes-Benz Financial. For the first year, or 8 months or whatever it wasn't on my personal credit. And then they put it on my personal credit. I don't care because I know the payments are on time. And if I want to buy real estate in my personal name, then I already make the payments from my business bank account. It's filed on the taxes accordingly, et cetera, et cetera. So I know I can omit that from my liabilities, right? I have never ever. And I have Geico for insurance, ladies and gentlemen, one of the biggest and largest insurance carriers out here. They have never, ever, ever requested me to get commercial insurance. I'm not sitting out here doing Uber Eats and stuff like that. Now, if you're doing like rideshare, mail carrier businesses, et cetera, like Young Boy is saying, I appreciate you, you know, clarifying what you were saying. Yes, they might require that, but I'm not doing none of that shit. That's a whole different conversation, right? But I say all this to say, no bank has never repossessed my car because it's in the business name and I got regular auto insurance. So there's a couple people who said it in the comments, and I said, you don't need it. Now, if you are doing rideshare, mail carrier, you know, stuff like that, where you're basically running like a commercial operation, then of course you're going to need commercial insurance. But for my purposes, no. And the banks know. And they accepted insurance when you purchased the goddamn car. Right? So I say all this to say, as she's going on these rants in my comments, I'm like, yo, this is ridiculous. Should I just block this and delete this? But I said, no, I'm going to let it fly because I want people to feel like this is a safe place. And then she goes on another rant. Yes, if a car is registered or titled in your business name, you need commercial auto insurance as a personal policy will not cover it. Commercial policies are designated for vehicles used for business purposes and offer higher liability limits and more comprehensive coverage, which is crucial for protecting your business assets and avoiding gaps in coverage. Why you need commercial auto insurance, vehicle ownership? It looked like she just went on ChatGPT, to be honest with you. And just copy and paste this, but that's fine. If the business owns the vehicle, it is titled into that company's name, commercial insurance is required. Commercial auto insurance is triple the amount. You're setting people back thousands of dollars a month. Imagine pinning my post to make it look like you ate me up and it's really making you look stupid. Laughing out loud. Oh, my God. Rants, rants, rants. This is Rants and Gems, though, ladies and gentlemen. So when she's ranting, I'm like, I'm here for it. Because you know what? I like when people rant like this because she's going on this whole thing. Mind you, I'm sitting here with a car in my business name currently, and I don't have no commercial insurance on it. Wasn't required by the banks or none of the above. But go off, sis. I guess you ate me. Whatever the fuck that means, right? I'm kind of old, so whatever, right? And yeah, I pinned the post because when I see things like this, I'm pinning it because it's obvious to me you want attention, so I'm going to give you the attention. So I'm going to pin it so I can come back to it later. So somebody said, my man Greg West says, sis, you literally came on here just to argue. You have got to find better things to do with your time. So hold on, she replies to my man Greg. She says, I came here with all caps to make sure he wasn't really making the dumb ass suggestions so he can get a bigger commission. You came in here as a man to argue with a random woman in the comment section. Now see, this is what I don't like, y'all. You can't come in here now in the comments when you over here coming in here arguing and all this with me, and then now you're trying to hide behind, oh, You a man and you arguing with a woman. Like, first of all, Greg, shout out to Greg West. He didn't argue with you. He just stating the obvious because we're all seeing it. Right? And sis, I'm not here to even argue with you either. I'm here to, because I said to you, you know, and again, I'm making dumb ass suggestions so he can get a bigger commission. What? Okay. Then she goes on about hiding assets to get a mortgage on a property that you can't afford, a stupidity. Again, who says this? Now she's comparing it to Airbnb. I said, okay, enough is enough now. I'll address your rant live tonight, 9:30 on YouTube, which I'm doing now. I replied to my man, Greg, said, yo, facts, I'm going to address her tonight on YouTube. Then she says, who's ranting? You made a whole post telling people to hide assets. Again, I made a whole post telling people to hide assets in order to obtain a mortgage that they wouldn't be able to afford otherwise, correct? Also, you can't simply refinance into your business name. Who taught you that? You can only refinance for the name that's listed on the original loan or refinance to move a co-buyer. You would have to apply for a completely different new business auto loan, which will have a much higher interest rate than personal auto loan. And I already mentioned how commercial auto insurance is triple the price. Please prove me wrong. Sis, this whole, I don't have to prove anything to you, Janae. Number one, this post was not about auto loans and getting approved for auto loan. And this is what I tried to explain to you. Reading is fundamental. Janae, this whole thing is about if you are going to refinance, like Boss Alp LLC is telling people, hey, do not forget to refinance those cars after 6 months of on-time payments. Please refinance your car into a lower interest and lower payment. I'm simply just saying, hey, if you're going to refinance, try to put it in your business name. I didn't say it was going to be easy. I didn't say it was going to be hard. I didn't give you the qualifications that you needed to put in your business name. I didn't go into detail. My whole conversation tonight was going to be what I just told you guys of how to really do this. And how to do this from a lending perspective so you can move that debt to your business side. No one said nothing that you didn't have to make the payment. No one said go buy a house that you can't afford. No one said nothing about business auto loan qualifications, interest rates, or commercial fucking insurance. I'm talking about debt to income ratio strategies. Chat, are y'all following me on this? Am I losing my mind here? Please tell me. Because I rely on you guys to check me when I need to be checked. But I don't understand. Where's this rant coming from? Then she goes into this whole ChatGPT copy and paste shit again. And I said, again, tune in because you're clearly not comprehending what I'm saying. And my post went completely over your head. So tune in tonight so you can learn something and stop being, what did I say? I was saying stop being loud and wrong in my comments. Right. So for me, you know, like I said, shout out to Janae. There goes Janae on Instagram. Make sure y'all follow her too. Why not, right? I don't mind people coming into the chat and giving information and doing all that good stuff, right? I don't mind that. I actually love that. I love the engagement. I read the comments when I have time. I'm here for the comments. But to me, when I see someone loud and wrong and my post just went completely over your head and you're taking it to a whole nother level, I just felt like, Janae, I had to come talk to you tonight about this because it's not making me look stupid. It's making you look like loud, right? You're going back and forth with me when I'm not even... All the points that you're making is totally incorrect. I am the one person on this internet, like I said. I am the one person on this internet that always preaches don't be house rich and cash poor. I speak from a godline perspective. And I figure maybe she hasn't followed me for a long time. She might be new here. I don't know. Right? But Queen, when I talk, especially if I'm given something like this, I'm talking strictly from an underwriting lending perspective. I don't give a, let me take this off my screen real quick. Let me get close up on this, right? I don't care about auto loan qualifications, auto loan interest rates, auto loan insurance. That I don't care about that. I'm not promoting you doing, hey, come to this bank. They got the better bank. I can run off 10 freaking banks' names right now that refinance from your personal to your business on an auto refinance. But I'm not sitting here promoting these banks and telling you guys to go do this. I'm telling you, if you are going to look into refinance, do it the smart way. If you have a business and that business is making money, your business needs what? Expenses. Because if you're making money in your business, you need to write off more things. So number one, consult with the bank that will allow you to refinance and possibly refinance it into your auto loan. Then before you pull the trigger on that, hit up your tax advisor, your CPA, and see, okay, CPA, from a tax perspective, how does this help and impact my business savings and my tax savings for my business? I'm telling you from a mortgage side how this can help you by moving the liability from personal to business. It's still a debt you have to pay regardless, but now the business is paying for it. Now, will it decrease your debt to income ratio? Hell yeah. Would it give you more buying power if your debt to income ratio is lower? Hell yeah. Would you be house rich and cash poor because you took this off your DTI? I don't know. That's up to the person who is out here looking to buy the house. What do I tell you guys all the time? Do your math. There's a difference between eligibility and affordability. I'm like a broken record when it comes to this shit. Just because the bank will give you a loan doesn't mean that you can afford it. Make sure you have ample amounts of reserves, especially if you're buying multifamilies and house hacking. I'm like a fucking broken record, Janae, and everybody else who's listening to this right now. I am a broken record when it comes to these things because I understand that people get influenced by influences. They get influenced by things that they see online and they just run out and they go and do things. And then when they have the property, they are having buyer's remorse. We see this all the time on TikTok and Instagram and people saying, oh my God, I hate home ownership and all this other stuff, right? Why? It's because those people are house rich and cash poor. So Janae, I know you probably meant very well with your comments, but sis, you were wrong. Maybe if, and look, and I'm gonna say this because this is something I even had to learn. And I've had to learn this just being in business, email etiquette, right? When you are typing, tone is very important. And sometimes you can't tell the person's tone when they're typing something. And this is why I didn't delete or block sis, because I'm trying to gauge her tone. But as she started continuing to rant, I was like, okay, her tone is being very like condescending type shit, right? I mean, you guys, again, chat, let me know if you're feeling the same thing. You can go to my last post on Instagram. I didn't post nothing else today besides that because I wanted that to breathe, right? So that way I could easily find this stuff for this live tonight. But tone is extremely important. So although I do believe you probably meant well when you started breaking down some of the information, but when you consistently, especially you started off wrong by telling me that I am telling people to get loans that they can't afford so I can make a bigger commission and I want people to be house rich and cash poor, is absolutely blasphemy. So, again, Emily says she did not mean well, MG, laughing out loud. I agree with you, but I'm trying my best to give grace. I'm in a great space. I got baby number 4 that just came here. Shout out to Mila Monroe. Shout out to my fiance, May. Like, I'm about to get the hell off of this so I could go do night duty, right? Like, so I'm trying to give people grace. And I said, let me come on here. I was going to come on here anyway before these comments, but it's like, queen, don't ever, 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 ever in your life come on my page telling me that I'm telling people to do something so they can't afford it, so they can be house poor and so that I can benefit. You clearly have no clue what the hell you're talking about when you're speaking on my page about me personally. So I would highly recommend that you check yourself when you come to my page and don't talk shit about what my motives are when you don't even know me. And you clearly are not paying attention to the content that I put out consistently over the past 7 to 8 years here on all platforms. So that's my TED talk for the night, ladies and gentlemen. And I will tell you this, and I titled this video, Why I'll Never Buy a Car in My Personal Name Again, right? Mortgage Hack Explained. I'm probably going to change that title, I don't know. But I personally will never buy a car in my personal name unless I had to. But for the most part, no. I am going to purchase cars for the rest of my life in a business name. I don't want it to be on the personal side. I want a tax benefit from it. I want to do anything and everything that I can to maximize the tax code to the highest and best use. When you put things in your personal name, you get no benefits for the most part. The tax code is made for investors and business owners. This is why I preach real estate. And this is why when I see things like an auto loan post, and again, shout out to Boss Alp LLC who made the original post about refinancing. When I see something like that, I'm going to react to it. And I thought it would be valuable for my people. You guys are my people. So why not give y'all some good information? But ultimately, you guys make the decision on what's going to work best for you at the end of the day. Do your due diligence. Do your own research. Speak to the banks. Talk to them. See what works for you. You got to do what you got to do for you. All of us have access to information. With the phones, y'all, we all got access to information. We all have this, right? We all have this. Research, do your due diligence. Don't rely on anybody you see online. Don't rely on these comments. Take the information with a grain of salt and go do your own damn research. And work and figure out what works best for you. Shout out to my guy, Ron. I'm currently doing that and will continue to do that for myself as well. None of my cars are in my personal name, only the business. Right? So that works for me. Clearly, that works for my guy, Ron, in the comments. If you have your auto loans in your personal or business name, type personal or business in the chat. If you have them in your personal name, look into it. Even if it's not for the car that you currently own, start making preparations and plans for the next vehicle that you're probably going to wind up getting to maybe have that in your business name. Do your due diligence when it comes to insurance and the bank requirements and all that other good stuff. I'm only telling you what I currently have. I don't have no damn commercial auto insurance. I don't need it. The bank didn't repossess none of my vehicles. I just got out my car before I got here tonight, right? Mercedes-Benz Finance is not saying, hey, switch over your insurance. I've had the car for over 2 years now. I'm about to get a new one. Right, so for all you guys who are saying personal, like, I'm telling you, look into this if you have a viable business. And again, all of this is contingent on, no matter what we're doing, buying real estate, whatever the fuck it is, you need to have money. You need to have money, no matter what. You need to have money. If you don't have no money, it's not going to work out for you, right? If you don't have no money, it's not going to work out for you. So don't be house rich and cash poor. Don't be car rich and cash poor. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses. Stay in your lane. Stack and invest. Stack and invest and repeat. Pick up other streams of income. One stream of income is too close to being broke. I say this all the time, right? And run it the fuck up to the highest and best of your ability. Y'all follow me, chat? So that's my TED Talk, right? That's my TED Talk. That's all I got for y'all tonight. I've been on this for 45 minutes. I was going to come on here for 20 minutes, but I kind of went into my own little rant. Download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. So how much should you have? I don't know what you're referring to, Jeremy, of how much you should have, but you should have as much money as possible, right? And we got to stop thinking about the minimums, right? Because the minimums don't work, y'all. Like, we got to start looking at things like, it's not how much I should have. It's like, I need to have it all. As much money as possible, because again, if I'm only saving, if the target is to save $50,000, I go buy a property and it's going to cost me $50,000 to acquire it, then I'm broke again. Fuck this property. Something breaks in the property, you now maxing out credit cards just to fucking survive. It's not the way to live, right? It's not the way to live. We got to have this abundant mindset at all times, y'all. At all times. So it's not how much we should have. We should have it all. Abundance is our birthright. Let's get to it. All right. So again, Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. Download, download, download. I'm coming back on here tomorrow. I'm going to start interviewing people again. I had some good content last week. Make sure you check the live for the live tab for the replays. Hit the bell for notifications. If you got any value from this conversation today, throw some gems in the comments. If you're looking to get pre-approved, work on my team, you can email us at garlandgroup@unmb.com. If you are looking to get pre-approved, garlandgroup@unmb.com. Send us an email. Make sure you put the subject as YouTube, right? Please just put the subject YouTube, because I saw somebody earlier said they emailed us and we didn't see it. We didn't respond. We probably didn't see it. It probably went to spam or junk, but you have to put subject YouTube, because I search YouTube and then that's how I respond to emails. So if you don't put the subject YouTube, I ain't going to see it. Rex, email me back and make sure you put the subject YouTube. Okay. So garlandgroup@unmb.com. Forward that email right now. You'll get a response tomorrow morning. Just make sure when you forward it, update that subject to say YouTube. Sometimes y'all don't be having no subjects and shit like that. I get a lot of emails, so let's stay focused. Shout out to Young Boy. Good live tonight. Salute MG in the chat. Shout out to the chat. Thank you guys for tuning in as always. All right. Subject YouTube, y'all, please. Please put the subject YouTube. Thank you, Tiffany. I appreciate the love. Okay. We got a busy week coming up. A lot of content coming out. A lot of information. Lots are happening. We're talking real estate investing this week. We're talking about raising funds for you to buy investments this week. We're talking marketing and sales. So all my sales professionals, realtors, loan officers, financial services. I got some good content coming out for you guys this week. A lot happening. So again, make sure you download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets, and make sure you tap in all my platforms, TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever it is, MG the Mortgage Guy or Matt Garland. All right. That's all I got for you guys. Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace.